Hey everyone, I'm Jonathan Grzybowski, and this is a Blind Entrepreneurship bonus episode brought to you by Penji, a podcast that helps entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision to profitability. On today's episode, we have Jen Rochelle on the show, alongside Sakina Brody, who is the Director of Partnerships here at Penji. And it is during a Facebook Live that we do on a weekly basis every Thursday here at Penji called Community Conversations, where we have conversations with people throughout our community. Ironically enough, hence the reason it's called Community Conversations. On the episode specifically, we talk very in-depth about the sense of community. We talk about the Philadelphia tech scene. We talk about tech scenes in general, what businesses need to be doing in order to build a better sense of community. Venture Cafe does an incredible job connecting startups, connecting people in tech to not only jobs, but connections, mentors, other businesses, etc. And we've had the luxury of partnering with this organization for a few times now, for about a couple months. And we will be connecting with them even further when we host office hours at their facility. And one, I hope that you can check us out when we actually do host office hours. And two, I hope you learn a lot from people like in the position of Jen, who are pioneers and advocates of community and collaboration. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope you learn a thing or two about community. I hope you are then able to apply it to your business today. Check it out.
My name is Sakina. I'm the Director of Partnerships here at Penji, and I'm here with our friend Jen Rochelle from Venture Cafe here in Philly. I hope I didn't mess up your last name, did I? Okay, all right, cool. Jen is the program manager here, and she runs a lot of the events, and she helps connect a lot of the entrepreneurs and businesses here in the city. So I just wanted to find out from you, Jen, how did Venture Cafe actually get started? I know it's in other cities, but maybe what was your start with it? What were you doing before this, and how did you kind of get into this role?
Sure. So Venture Cafe is actually celebrating its 10th anniversary. So what some people don't know is that we're actually a global organization. Venture Cafe Philly was the 7th outpost. So we opened November 29th. We're about 7 months old, which has been really, really exciting. Thank you. And so we have global partners from Rotterdam to Tokyo, Winston-Salem, and we just had Warsaw open. And today actually is Providence, Rhode Island's first Venture Cafe, which is really exciting. And it really came out of this desire to say there are amazing entrepreneurs doing really exciting things. And it's really when we get together and we have those serendipitous collisions that innovation happens. So that's kind of the goal of Venture Cafe, is to connect innovators to make things happen. We partner very closely with CIC in Philadelphia. We're under the Science Center because of the legacy of supporting innovation and Quorum. And so we've had about 6,000 people come through, which has been really, really exciting.
For events? Like,
yes. So we're here every Thursday from 3 to 8. You don't have to pre-register, and you just get here,
show up,
wow. And come hang out for programming and connecting.
What's
which is really exciting.
So
we just had an amazing partnership, and we called it Funding the Hustle. And it was with Resolve Philly, the Sustainable Business Network, the West Philadelphia Promise Zone, and the Enterprise Center. And we had 411 people.
Wow.
And the other exciting number is that 60% of those people were new. So they were new to Venture Cafe.
It was their first time here.
It was word of mouth, because we had such incredible partners. Then they also kind of pushed out to their networks, which was really exciting.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So how do you decide who will be included in the weekly events?
Great question.
Do you sign up for it, or do you reach out to companies to do events?
Sure. So if you go on our webpage, you'll see a calendar of monthly themes that we have. And those themes were actually created from community think tank sessions that we had when we opened. So we asked around different industries, what is it that you want to see? What do you think is innovative? And who should we be talking to in Philly? what can we be helping to bridge some of the gaps in Philly in the ecosystem? And so from those community think tank sessions, we actually created the monthly themes. And from those monthly themes, then we've had people reach out to us. So really the goal is co-creating the programming with the community. So if you go on the website now, you can fill out a session form. It'll ask you a few questions. The rule of Venture Cafe is that it should be exciting and inspirational and no hard selling. So it's always community building and relationships. But what we really want is for people to be filling out the forms and bringing their expertise and also telling other people what you're passionate about. So
So can anybody sign up to yes. an event, or do you have to be associated with the business and the org?
Anybody can sign up to come give a talk, which has been really exciting.
And do you make the decision on who gets through?
Well, so what we'll do is we'll look at, is it enough fit with the theme and the timing? And then I'll work with the people who sign up to say, okay, is this the angle or should we craft it a different way? One of the things that's been so exciting to me is that people at Venture Cafe are intensely curious. Mm-hmm. So everyone asks really good questions. And so one of the things that I've often recommended is to say, if you're going to do a presentation and it's a 45-minute presentation, do about 20 minutes and then facilitate community conversation, because we have such a wide variety of opinions that it makes for a super interesting conversation.
Are there any challenges that you face with helping bring the creative community together? I know there's probably been some ups and downs. So what are some of those challenges?
I would say the biggest challenge so far has just been not wanting to let people down. So every week I feel so lucky because I get to meet so many incredible entrepreneurs who are really excited. And so it's just making sure that we have really good quality content, that you want to come out, that we're helping you with your businesses.
So you want to make sure the audience is intrigued and
yes.
being educated.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant as far as like rejecting, telling people.
Oh, yes. No. Just that when you come to Venture Cafe, you leave feeling inspired. Yeah. Yes, you have a really good experience. Because we've been really fortunate, the caliber of the community has been so amazing that we just want to keep maintaining really exciting programming.
Yeah. What sparked your passion for this type of work? What were you doing before?
So my most previous job was doing curriculum design. So it would be helping universities and most more specifically taking really high quality classroom content and translating it to online. So how do we create experiences online that are really meant to be asynchronous? So telling stories through different mediums, helping professors build what the curriculum looks like in an online environment. When I heard about Venture Cafe and I heard it was coming to Philly, I was so excited. And for me, the nights are kind of like a curriculum. So when you find out what the interests and needs are, how do you build something so that someone can come in? And if you're coming at 3:00, oftentimes we'll have a primer or a 101 so that you don't feel like you can't come to a blockchain night if you don't know what blockchain is. And so I was really excited about the ability to have it be open to the community, and how do we create programming that's really responsive to the needs of people and the interests and what's happening in the city of Philadelphia.
Definitely. How do you measure your impact within Venture Cafe and just personally?
That's a great question. When you come to Venture Cafe, you'll fill out a survey. For the first time. And then after that, you just use your email or your SEPTA card. But we ask a series of questions. And those questions help us in part to determine the impact. We have an acronym that's Create Lasting Connections, Attract a Diverse Audience, Foster Inspiration, and Empower the Community. And so those are kind of our guidelines. Have we done that? And I would say if we haven't left you feeling inspired, if you haven't met somebody who has a different point of view or is from a different discipline, then we haven't done our job. So to me, it's really about introducing new ideas, getting people to make connections across things, and thinking about something differently than you did when you came in.
How do you address any negative feedback or criticism that you get from the people that attend the events?
That's a great question. So we do have a Venture Cafe Credo, which is on our website. And really it's about that piece of it is just being a nice person, being welcoming. So we abide by that. But to me, criticism is just more data points for us to say, if you're giving us criticism or feedback, it's because you're excited about something and you want to see something that we're not doing or that we can iterate on. And I would say for me personally, one of the most exciting things, although it's definitely very fast paced to do something every week, but that you get to do it every week. So if there's something you don't get right or there's something you want to try, you can do it next week, which you don't often get the chance to do with events. So I think that's actually really cool.
So if someone wants to get, I think we kind of covered this, involved in participating in Venture Cafe or maybe involved in some other ways, how can they get involved with the events and the program?
Sure. So there's a couple of ways. One is that we have ambassadors. And so every week, we are a mighty team of three in Venture Cafe, and then we are very well supported by the Science Center staff as well. But we really run on ambassadors. So you'll see the bartenders here are ambassadors, our greeters are ambassadors. And also the goal of Venture Cafe is really to connect people. So we'll have an ambassador role where you can say, oh, I know a lot about design. So I was talking to Jen, she came in, and Jen and Tom, like, Tom, you do design, you guys should meet and talk. Mm-hmm. And so we even rely on ambassadors to be that connective tissue. So that
is an ambassador, like a volunteer?
It is a volunteer. Okay. Yeah. So, and so we have that program and we're always excited and looking for ambassadors. Okay. And then also for speakers. And I would say if you're passionate about something, please let us know. Go on our website, fill in a form. No, so the goal is to define innovation broadly. Okay. So we've had art therapy and looking at, it was really fascinating. We had some professors from Drexel and they were looking at the difference between analog art therapy, so like doing it paper and paints, and then also doing VR art therapy. And one of their findings, which I was really surprised by, given that we're always told a lot of the studies are coming out that handwriting helps you remember things better. Yeah. They're actually finding in their research that the virtual reality is more effective in terms of being like in a state of meditation or helping you relax, which is so interesting. Yeah. So we really do try to think about innovation broadly because, again, like we know that having these diverse ideas and thoughts actually make us think differently and better about everything.
What's the most impressive workshop or presentation that you've seen so far?
That's so hard.
Or just one you
can recently. So I would say my favorite one that sticks out is the Black Pearl Orchestra did a session on leadership. And they looked at how a conductor is like a leader and that when you are too directive, it stilts the music. But then when you're not directive enough, it's not cohesive. But they were showing that through music. So the director was actually showing. They performed. And they had somebody come up on stage and or up on the on our platform. And the director was showing like, okay, be really directive, yeah. Like show them. And you could just hear it in the music. And so her point was that as a leader, what you're supposed to be doing is shaping the silence, which I think is so profound. Like you want to find this balance. And so that was the very first Venture Cafe. And so for me, the first session of the first Venture Cafe really set the tone.
It's hard to follow that.
It is. I mean, but it's been amazing. And I'm trying to think, some other really exciting ones. We partnered with the Esther Klein Gallery across the street. And we've done some art-based things as well. So Heather Dewey Hagbord created a love virus. She partnered with Integral Molecular and they said her question was, if you could infect people with love, what would that look like? And they actually created the virus. And she came and talked about that. So we've had a really wide variety of programming. On Valentine's Day, we did a blockchain night, which was awesome. And I learned a ton about blockchain. and so this is my favorite thing. Like, I basically get to meet amazing people and learn interesting things. And we don't always get to sit in all of the sessions, but we get to hear some of it. And so every week I'm excited about something different.
That's super cool.
Which is really cool.
If you were to give a presentation, what would it be?
So I did a presentation on designing the doctor of the future. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm really interested in is speculative design. And so how do we think about something 50 years out, which is so hard to do? Like, I feel like you really have to stretch your minds. But the exercise that we did was, what do you think design, or what do you think doctors are going to look like in 50 years? And the responses were awesome. A group came up with an idea that it's going to be a smart house. And so you won't even have doctors, but your house will just infuse, like if you need vitamin C, it's just going to infuse you with vitamin C. And so what was really interesting is the majority of ideas, there were actually no people. There were no physical doctors as we think of them now. A lot of people came out. Yeah.
So did you ask the audience what they thought it would be like? And everybody had different.
Yes. Like, so we did like a workshop. Oh, cool. And so I asked them some guiding questions, and then we looked at that. And then we looked at, separate from that, what are the values that you want in a doctor? Like, what do you most value? Mm-hmm. And all of them were empathetic human characteristics. And so we then grappled with, okay, if we think this is where the future of doctors is going, but we value these things, then how do we design for what we actually value in doctors moving forward? So I'm really excited about the potential to kind of think as a group about really interesting questions and for people to participate and add different
ideas.
Do you
think those make for the best venture campaign events, the interactive ones? Or like, if somebody stumped on an idea, can you give them some guidance on what would be like the best type of?
Sure. So I would say, first, follow your gut, and anything that you're passionate about, there's probably a way to think about it. Mm-hmm. Our program associate today is giving a session on mindfulness over minimalism. Mm-hmm. And Natalie Coyle, and she really loves thinking about, how do you organize, what's the trend of minimalism? And so then she worked that into a presentation. And so I would say, think about what's the idea that's stuck in your head, or the thing that you keep thinking about, just for fun. And then also that the community is really awesome. So they're going to have questions. And so we're always here to help kind of get you started and be a catalyst. Yeah, exactly.
And how does Venture Cafe kind of make the community more inclusive, and why is it so important to have diversity in these spaces?
Yeah, so I would say diversity and inclusivity is one of our core values. We want to make a more inclusive ecosystem, and I would say diversity makes ideas better. Like, it's just good for everything. And that we also believe that the innovation community should reflect the community more broadly. So that's one of our goals.
Yeah. And that's the good thing about Philly too. Like, it's so diverse here, and there's so many different types of people, and I feel like they could all benefit from the programming here. So it should look like how, you know, the community looks.
Exactly. That's the goal.
Yeah. How do you kind of create a safe space for the creators and help them thrive? So if somebody comes here, why would they feel like they're going to be safe? They're presenting their ideas.
That's a great question. I would say, one, we have our Venture Cafe credo. So it's really about being respectful, making sure that it is inclusive. So a lot of that is about the expectation setting, I think, when you come in. And then I would say, creating a warm and welcoming environment. And then there is something, I think, special about the community as you build it. Like, I think people who come are really excited for those ideas. And I think there is an expectation setting. Like, we were here to support one another and try out ideas. And we're, I think, also entrepreneurs mm-hmm. are okay with failure.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's also something that we encourage. Like, if you wanted to, we're actually having a conversation corner today on like how failure makes you more successful. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's helping people get the courage to fail. And also, in terms of networking and those types of things, it's really about the connections. And so hopefully it's a less intimidating environment.
Are there a certain, I guess, topics that just haven't really worked at all? And how do you gauge like what's going to be good, what's not going to work? Because you sometimes you don't know until you get there. But do you have any data on what has worked?
That's a great question. I would say we've been fortunate that nothing's not really not worked, because the people who've been giving the presentations have been awesome. I think one of the things that we try to work to do is bridge what might seem as opposing topics. So the night that we had the art therapy, we also had fintech. And so at first, both of the kind of groups who came for each of those topics were like, why am I art therapy and why am I with fintech? And the fintech folks were kind of like, well, what does fintech have to do with art therapy? And so I see it also as part of our job as we create these serendipitous collisions to sometimes help them talk to one another. And so one of the things we, like, one, all the fintech people ended up doing the art therapy in the cafe by the ends of the session, which was awesome. They were all super excited about it. And
so everyone gets to learn when they come here. The presenters,
yes.
The audience, everybody.
Yes. And so they were saying how they felt that it really brought out a new sense of creativity in them that maybe they hadn't tapped in a while. So that was exciting. And then when we were talking to some of the folks who are studying the art therapy, we got on the topic of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about, similar to the Doctor of the Future, which is where I think the idea for the session came from, was, well, what if you're designing an app for someone with Alzheimer's, a fintech app? Because we know all of these chatbots are happening. So could you actually design that? And what would that look like if you were thinking about that specifically? And that was a really cool, spontaneous conversation that happened because these two seemingly disparate ideas were put together. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes it's also just helping to spark some of those connections, not necessarily about it failing, but just helping people to draw out some of the underlying questions that could come together.
Yeah. How far in advance do you schedule the event?
That's a great question. So we do it every week. It's been really exciting because as we've grown, people have been really excited to create topics and sessions. So right now we have stuff scheduled in December, which is really exciting. But that being said, we try to keep some programming open every week so that if something really exciting comes up, and or if, you know, there's something big that we feel like we should address in the city. One of the things I was most excited for was the very first Venture Cafe was right after the Amazon HQ decision happened, and they were able to put together a panel on what this means for Philly. And so being able to be responsive to some of those things. So because we do it every week, we're able to keep some room open for people. So we're always open for new ideas.
Definitely. Does it ever get exhausting, just, you know, because you deal with people a lot? And I don't know, I'm an introvert, so I need time to recharge. I don't know if you're that way as well. And if it does get exhausting for you, just being the connector that you are and the community builder that you are, how do you deal with that?
That's a great question. I think it is, like, it's hard to explain doing something every week until you start to do it. For me, I feel like I am more of an extrovert. So after every Thursday, I just go home feeling so excited. Like, I met all these people.
It is exciting.
And this is what happened. Friday mornings, I usually drink a lot of coffee. but I think for me, one, what energizes me is hearing the stories that people had, like, oh, I met this person at Venture Cafe and now I'm starting this, or this really helped me to think about this differently. Yeah.
So that's like your impact.
Yeah. So the impact stories. And I would say also what I forgot to mention is, so that I think we don't even get to hear all the stories because they happen and we're not always in the conversations because there's so many people connecting. So one of the things we're trying to do is to create a blog to memorialize some of the stories and interview some of the entrepreneurs. So we just did our first post, O'Neill Lattimore, who's one of our ambassadors and who gave a talk. He's also working on hemp in Pennsylvania and ended up doing a lot of hemp based connections that he got at Venture Cafe.
Wow.
And so that was really exciting.
So
and
you never know who you'll meet when you come here. That's a good thing.
Yes, exactly. And so one, there's those stories are always energizing. Because we have a network of other Venture Cafes, I always feel like I'm able to talk to other program managers and staff in other cities and say, like, hey, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, just relying on them for community. I did. I got to visit Miami and St. Louis was where I got to train. And I visited Boston a while ago, which was awesome. Philadelphia is actually hosting the global gathering. So every year, all of the Venture Cafe staff get together. And so we're actually hosting all of the Venture Cafe staff in October, which we are so excited about because we're still pretty new and we get to show off Philly. So our theme for October is Love This John and all things Philadelphia. Everyone mark your calendars. And we're excited to be able to show them the innovation that's happening in Philly and then also to bring some of their perspectives. So our partners in Rotterdam have been doing a ton with the UN sustainability goals in their programming. And so we want them to come talk about what is it that they're doing and like how can we be looking at that as well. And I would also say on the weekends, just to go back to your question, I'm pretty quiet. I've started to do some meditation and recharge because I think that's also really important
Definitely. Yeah. That seems like you just naturally have that type of energy too, where you don't really need a lot of recharge.
I think so, but also Netflix. I'll just like chill out and watch Netflix.
What are you watching?
Most recently, I've been watching Queer Eye because I feel like it's all good stories, and I know they're in Philly right now.
Yeah.
So that's been really cool.
Is that like your genre? Like, is that comedy?
It's like I would say it's like reality feel good TV. but I'm trying to think what else I've been watching recently. I've been rewatching Billions.
I heard a lot about that show.
I've been trying to catch up, and that's been really good.
Yeah.
So what are your plans to scale for the future for Venture Cafe, for the team here, and for you personally?
That's a great question. I would say one, Venture Cafe in general, the goal is to be in 50 cities by 2025.
Wow. And how many cities?
So currently we're about 10.
Okay.
And so that's really cool.
Year, 50 by next year?
By 2025.
Oh.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Easy. So to me, that's just so inspiring to think about how many other cities we can be connecting with and talking to. I would say for us in Venture Cafe, we're still fairly new. And so right now our focus is looking at the 2020 themes and just how can we continue to support partners. So for us, it's really exciting to see everything amazing that's happening in Philly. And so it's how do we be a platform to make that visible? And so continuing to find new ways of doing that and making sure that we're really partnering with everybody in the city.
Who's like one of your dream partners that you want to work with?
Oh man, that's a great question. Honestly, I feel like we've gotten to work with so many amazing partners. I'll have to check my list and get back to you. But really, I think it's anybody who's in the community doing amazing things. So like the partnership that we just did for Funding the Hustle, I think that was so exciting because we had such a wide variety of partners. And to me, that was cool. Like a bunch of different partners coming together who maybe haven't partnered before. I'm not sure if they had before or not, but kind of everyone bringing their unique perspective. So I guess for me, it's not just one partner, but it's really like, how do you create those synergies among partners, and really giving a large platform to everyone?
Yeah, definitely.
For your internal team, I think you said it's 3 people right now. Are you looking to grow that team? And what are some things that you're looking for when you bring on new members?
That's a great question. So we have our executive director, Tracy Brella, who's also the VP of Ecosystem Development in the Science Center. And then I'm the program manager and experience designer. Natalie Coyle is our program associate. We just had our first Venture Cafe intern over the summer, Paige. And she was able to like really take a look at our website, take a look at our language, up our social media, which was fantastic. We'll be getting another intern in the end of September, which is awesome. And I would say as we think about growing the team, it's really that sense of one, wanting to make an impact in the community. So how do you be of service? How do you raise the visibility? How do you make sure that what you're doing is contributing to other people and helping them find the resources they need or the people they need, or just help them find interesting conversations? And I think also you have to have an entrepreneurial mindset because you do it every week. And I think one thing when I was interviewing, it was we really try to take that very seriously because it's fast paced, and you can't always be perfect every week. So how do you take the kind of mindset that you're fostering in the space and also internalize it, which I think has been really fun and can be challenging too.
Yeah, definitely.
Were there any setbacks that you faced, like especially when you first started, and how did you kind of bounce back from them like the next week?
That's a great question. I would say,
Or maybe did you like doubt yourself at any point and just think like you were overwhelmed or?
I think the first time, like the first month or so after that, you're just kind of like, wow, this is a lot of programming. How do people do it every week?
Yeah.
But I think what was great about that was because we had other cities when we knew that it was like a tested concept. And also I would say we've had such amazing partners and people who are so excited to present that doing 5 hours of content can feel like a lot, but then you reach out to people and everyone is so generous with their time and so excited to share their ideas that it ends up becoming like there's like a magic to Venture Cafe that we talk about, and it's like it's gonna happen.
Yeah, and I like that to emphasize there's no selling, no hard selling allowed. It's really just you're supposed to be educating and providing value. So
absolutely,
I think that the intention's clear as well for you know the presenters too.
Yes, definitely. So I would say, and also we have a really fantastic team. So I feel really lucky. And whenever I've been like, okay, it's going to happen. And
it just seems like there's a lot going. There's so many great things happening here for only 3 people to be, well, I mean, obviously there's a, you know, there's a lot of people that help put it together, but for the internal team to be 3 people, that's like amazing.
Thank you. And I would say it's ambassadors and partners really, which make it possible.
So if there's one thing that Venture Cafe could use more of, or if there's one thing that you want people to know, that you want to leave them with, anything that you want to ask for from our audience and for the people that'll be watching this later on today and throughout the week, what would that be?
That's a great question. I would say one, please come to a Thursday gathering. Come check it out. I think it's one of the hardest things about Venture Cafe is trying to explain it without experiencing it.
Yeah.
It's really hard to explain and then people come. Exactly. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I get it. So that's really exciting. And I would say also what we want to be doing is being the most useful to what people want and need and are interested in. So please, even if you're not ready yet to be a speaker, please give us your feedback. How can we be helping? If there are people we're not partnering with, who should we be partnering with that we haven't gotten a chance to yet? And so really giving us any kind of feedback or input, because we really want it to be something that's co-created by the community.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Jen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us. We'll actually be here on August 15th. I believe we'll be doing a presentation. So if you're in the Philadelphia area, you can come out. And it's every Thursday from 3 to 8. And then you have multiple sessions on Thursdays? Okay, awesome, awesome. So if you're interested, you can go to the Venture Cafe website. Is it venturecafe.org? Venturecafephiladelphia.org and find out more information. Obviously, you can follow Jen on social media, and we'll tag all her social media and website and all that stuff for you.
I can just add our hashtag is VCJohn.
Okay.
is that new? Because I didn't. Okay. Awesome. Nice, nice. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you again, Jen, for joining me. Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching, and have a productive rest of your day.